Welcome back to Answers from Habakkuk. We have been discussing Habakkuk's petition to God, which we find in the very first few verses in the book of Habakkuk. Now, Habakkuk has come before God with great concern, and one of the things that we have found very interesting about the book of Habakkuk is that it seems that Habakkuk is one of the books that would be very helpful and with similar concerns that we find ourselves in our world today, whether it's in the church or in the world around us. We find ourselves wondering about what is happening, why there is all of this turning away from God and where things are going. And we're even wondering where God is at, because that's exactly what Habakkuk was questioning. Now, before we move on, we have been discussing his petition. One more comment I wanted to make about the petition itself. It is again a concern. Habakkuk was greatly concerned about what was happening to the people of God, to the nation of Israel, his people. And he brings those concerns with great passion before God. But you can sense in Habakkuk's words that he's virtually getting very close, if not actually questioning what God is doing. Say, God, where are you at, God? Where have you been? Why are you allowing this to happen? That's something that's very easy for us to go there as well, to think, wow, is God asleep or what is happening? And here's the thing that I would say. Yes, you ought to pray with passion. You ought to pray with great concern. We are told in the scriptures that we should pray and bring our petitions before God with unending asking of God and pleading with God for his answers. But we also need to keep in mind that God is never disengaged. God never falls asleep. God is not ever letting things just go because he doesn't care. God knows exactly always what is happening. It is easy to say on our part, Lord, it is high time, it is beyond time, you ought to do something about this. Remember, God's timing is perfect. God knows exactly what he's doing, when he's doing it, and it fits in with his perfect plan. So it's always exactly as God has purposed, to pray with passion. And yes, I would encourage you to do that. Bring the petitions, bring the things that concern you, whether it's in your personal life or what we're talking about in terms of our world around us and the church. Do so with passion, but do so not questioning what God is doing. Understanding and trusting that God is and always is in charge, and things are not sort of slipping through and becoming out of control. God is in control.